The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. In the beginning, mammals were small creatures scurrying around fields and swamps. Then they got bigger, and eventually they paid the price. Several mammoths and other big mammals died off during the Pleistocene-Holocene extinction event, which started around 50,000 years ago and continued through the end of the last major ice age, about 10,000 years ago. Today's large mammals, often with small populations, long gestation periods, and late weaning ages, are similarly predisposed to sudden mass extinction. For big beasts, taking care of offspring is typically a time sink and an energy drain. And the whole setup makes the young highly susceptible to predation. Large mammals are also slow to reach sexual maturity, and mortality rates before that age are generally high. The slow pace at which new individuals are introduced to the population presents an obvious challenge to enduring tough times when population numbers drop precariously low. Of course, climate change is not the only thing that can lead to extinction. People have been implicated in the extinction of mammoths, various saber-toothed cats, and giant apes.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.